can't be selling the same thing as everyone else, or else it'll be harder to brand your company. So I take an already selling product, add something unique to it, and then start your brand based off that.
Yo, what's up, guys? Tuning into the podcast a bit early. I'm very excited about today's show, considering the fact that I have a very special guest. He's a 21-year-old phenom who dropped out of college and created a multi-million dollar business from scratch. You may have seen his publications within Entrepreneur, Forbes, Huffington Post, along with seeing and being cited by world-class celebrities and influencers rocking his brand. And I'm talking about from 2 Chainz, Mark Cuban, Dwayne Wade, the Migos, Soulja Boy, 21 Savage, and the list goes on and on. And today, he's here to explain his story on how he got started within the business, how he grew his brand, how and what methods he used that he recommends for any clothing lines to succeed within the industry. So I can't wait to share it with you guys. If you love this episode or any of my episodes and find it valuable, please leave a review and a rating on iTunes on what you thought about the show. Whether it's a 1-star, 5-star, listen, I'm not picky. As long as I can hear your honest feedback, as that would help me level up and bring the best value possible. So again, please go to iTunes, check it out, leave a rating and review, let me know what you thought, and let us know what you thought as well. You can feel free to message me and our special guest, which I have all his information down below in the description, and let us know what you thought. So, you know, I'm gonna stop talking because I talk a lot, but it's time to level up. Let's get it.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth,
with interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I'm definitely excited about today, considering the fact that I have a very special guest on today's episode. I mean, he's a 21-year-old phenom who dropped out of college and created a multi-million dollar business from scratch, right? All by seizing an opportunity and creating a worldwide national brand called Jersey Champs, which has been seen within countless publications from Billboard, Entrepreneur, Forbes, the Huffington Post, to be cited down to world-class entrepreneurs and influencers across all industries, from 2 Chainz, India Love, Mark Cuban, Dej Loaf, Dwayne Wade, the Migos, Soulja Boy, Russell Westbrook, 21 Savage, Steph Curry, and countless others. I mean, he's changing the game when it comes to apparel as he hacks his way into connecting with some of the biggest stars in the world and providing all exclusive, one-of-a-kind jerseys. And not only does he run a successful clothing line, he's also a published author and public speaker who actually chose and spoke at countless events within the U.S., from local high schools, universities, and large events revolving around personal branding, business growth, trends, strategies, leaderships, startups, and a lot more. And today, he decided to join us on the Level Up Daily podcast to level up. And I got the hottest athletic designer in the game right now, my guy, Sean Kelly. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, DeAndre. That was a great intro. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, I know, right? Even though we got some like background noise coming in, we doing whatever, but I'm definitely excited, man, to have you on the show, man. I love it. I love what you're doing. I've been noticing you from afar, man, and I'm really glad to have you on.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
My guy. So, you know, honestly, like, where you at right now? Because I know, like I said, I hear some background noises. Sound like you're playing with a dog or something. Like,
yeah, my bad. I'm going to go upstairs because my dog's being annoying.
All right. Cool. Yeah, definitely, man. So you at home, you just relaxing. How's life treating you so far?
Yeah, I'm home right now. Oh, damn it. He followed me upstairs. Kobe, stop. Yeah, I'm good, though. I've just been chilling and working. How about you?
Good, man. Good. Just been on the same, you know, as the grind continues. I know a lot of people tuning in, they're definitely probably laughing already, like, well, you know, this is a very interesting introduction.
All right, yeah, sorry.
No, it's all good, man. It makes, you know, makes what the ambiance is set in. But like I said, I'm definitely happy to have you on, man. And I definitely want to dive into your backstory and, you know, how you got started with everything. And I know for those tuning in, they may not know you necessarily, especially on the forefront, but they probably seen your work all across the world, right? And, you know, I like to do this cool thing where I open up the floor to my guests to allow them to go ahead and dive into their backstory. So if you don't mind, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started within the industry, that whole spiel.
Hell yeah. So right now I'm 21, but I'd say I've been an entrepreneur probably my whole life. I was selling candy in elementary school. And then my dad had a book business where he sold physical books on Amazon and eBay pretty much my whole life. So I used to go to these book sales with him, buy the books, and then help him pack them and ship them. So he influenced me pretty early on. I started Jersey Champs when I was a freshman in college. And sophomore year, I ended up dropping out to go full time with it. Ever since then, I've just been working really hard at it.
Nice, nice. So what college did you go to? You say you was in college. What college?
Yeah, I went to Rutgers University in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. Because, yeah, I had no idea where that was. All right, yeah. So it's in New Jersey. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So what exactly, you know, got you to the point where you said, because you dropped out, right? You dropped out of college. What was that turning point for you? Like, you know what, this is not for me. Or was it, you know, for you, but just not at the time? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, it just wasn't the right timing because I was actually spending way more time working on the business than with academics. And I just couldn't excel in both. I was like failing. I had a 1.7 GPA. So I realized like I need to go all in on one thing and see how that goes.
Nice. So what was you going to college for? Was it for business? Was it for like lawyer, doctor?
So I was in School of Arts and Sciences because I didn't get into the business school. It's pretty competitive there. So I was taking some weird classes.
Oh, gotcha. I know what that's like. So like, yeah. like some gym mixed with like a little math and like some art, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a combination.
Yeah, it was bad.
So you transitioned basically, you know, with the idea of actually starting a business. You say you've been an entrepreneur basically since you were a young kid, you know, selling candy and stuff and working with your dad. Like, how did you come up with the concept for Jersey Champs?
Yeah, so I was in my dorm room and I was just thinking, like, I really like jerseys, really like hip-hop music, rap music.
Nice.
And then my first design ended up being a Views from the Six, like, Toronto jersey. Mm-hmm. And people loved it. And I was like, all right, there's, like, a market here. No one's really making jerseys with rappers on them. Mm-hmm. And then I just dived into that.
Nice. So did you start creating the jerseys in college or did you start when you dropped out?
It was in college when I released that first one.
Okay. Nice, nice. So it was just, like, what, in the dorm room, like you just, you know, crafting it up, or are you like with your boys somewhere, or how did that turn out?
I paid this designer I met at Rutgers $250, which was almost everything I had at the time. Mm. And then he just made a really good design, thankfully, and we sold it.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Yeah. So you basically was able to, you know, create a platform and an opportunity out of nothing, considering that you didn't really want to go to college during, you know, a certain period of time. You wanted to do something else. Found his passion. So was it more like you discovering, you know, an opportunity within that field, that area, that you decided to dive straight into making jerseys specifically?
Well, prior to the Jersey Champs business, I had an Instagram page that was just like a basketball fan page, and I would post all sorts of memes and like basketball content.
Yeah.
And then I just ended up shifting that over to a jersey business because the audience were very similar.
Okay, I got you. Now that's dope too. So you was running that, you decided to shift and switch gears. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So I know you said you had a big influence when it came to rap, right, and sports. Mm-hmm. So no, I definitely gotta ask, like, what artists really like probably help inspire you and shape your idea of creating Jersey Champs?
Oh, that's a great question. Wow. Say Eminem was one of my favorite rappers. I really liked Frank Ocean a lot. I listened to him a lot back then. Mm. Kanye, of course. And then definitely Drake, because that was my first jersey. And then Chance the Rapper, I'd say, was a pretty big influence.
That's dope. So, you know, I'm from Detroit, so Eminem all day for sure.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and Drake, he's right across the border, you know, so that's definitely dope. So you basically created a jersey for Drake for the OVO team, and it took off from there.
Yeah, so we made it said Views and then the number 6 on the back and then Toronto on the front, and it did really well.
Did you expect it to go the way it did? Like, did you know, like, yo, this is it. Like, this is the moment. This is the breakthrough. Or did it, like, happen where it's like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen, you know?
Well, when I saw the design, I was extremely excited. And then I just went so hard on the marketing side that I just made sure I sold all the 100 units I ordered.
So you were just piling up, you know, stock within, what, a warehouse in your home somewhere? Or
yeah, so we did a pre-order model, and basically we sold it for, I think, 2 weeks before we ordered 100 units. So most of them were already sold out before I
ended up shipping them, and they came to my house for the first batch.
I want to take a step back here really quick, because I know we're getting a lot of information, and especially for those tuning in right now, they're like, wait, this is just too much to take in. Like, he started working with Drake, he got jerseys, he blew up, like, what? So, you know, tell us the process exactly. Like, you know, how did it come about to where you started to really spread your influence and actually start to gain, you know, publications within, like, the Forbes, you know, the Huffington Post, and actually getting, you know, in contact with celebrities such as, you know, Drake, you know, these 21 Savage, you know, everyone. How did that come about?
Yeah, so for the publications, we had two major breakthroughs, actually three. The first one was when the Harambe meme went viral, and then we made a Harambe jersey. He's like a gorilla. It was like a huge meme 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then that got covered by some big Instagram pages and a few outlets. And then the Trump thing was very big. So basically a student wore a Trump jersey to a football game, USA themed football game in high school, and the principal kicked him out.
He gotta go.
Yeah, so that made it onto like 10 national headlines. And then a week later, someone handed Trump the same Trump jersey at his rally. So then that got covered everywhere as well. So that was huge for us.
Wow.
And as far as the celebrities, we just had to work our way up, honestly. We started with like YouTube rappers, like futuristic rappers like that, like SoundCloud rappers, and then just slowly worked our way up to those A-list guys. And then once you break through with one A-list rapper, it's very easy to get the others.
What was the strategy for you? Because I know it's different for everyone when it came to necessarily connecting with these people. Like, did you reach out, you know, through social media? Was it email? Did you go through, you know, phone calls in person? Like, what was your approach?
Yeah, never done phone calls. With Logic, we did meet with him in person at his concert at Rutgers. But for all the others, we just DM them or email their managers.
Okay, okay. So what was that, you know, that conversation? Like, what was necessarily being said? Just trying to paint the picture, you know, for those tuning in that's, you know, looking to dive into this field as well. And they want to know, you know, what can they do to at least get their first, you know, big breakthrough?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's going to take a lot of time, and you're going to get just not even seen most of the time. I'd say only like 1% of them will open the DM, but you just got to keep it simple. Keep it like a sentence or two. Use their name, because people like being called their name, and just offer them something of value that they can't get anywhere else.
Gotcha. So yeah, I definitely strive with that first. So it's basically bringing value first before seeking anything in return, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like to go straight in like, yo, would you like to cop my jersey and buy this right now and rock it?
Right? Oh yeah, all the time. People ask me for free advice all the time, and I just don't have time to answer every single person over Instagram DM, because typing takes a while.
Exactly. And people got to be considerate about that as well, especially if you're looking for a celebrity or influencer who has a massive following. Like, you can just imagine how many emails, you know, DMs they get. So you want to stand out, you know, you definitely want to stand out in it.
Yeah.
You know, was there a certain, you know, way that you've done it? Like, did you say, hey, I will give you this free jersey, or would I'll give you this free item if you guys want to rock it, you know, or did you go somewhere like that?
Yeah. So when I was first starting out, yeah, I was sending as much free shit as possible. And now I kind of leveled it up, and I can make custom jerseys like for one off. So I can make just one custom jersey for a celebrity or athlete, and they love their custom designs. So
I know you got a lot of people. Like I said, I listed like mad people, from 2 Chainz to Soulja Boy, who's blowing up right now, to Mark Cuban, everyone. So I know that's doing well for the brand. But, you know, let's take a step back and analyze it just a little bit, especially those tuning in, because it sounds great, right? From like afar, people like, yo, okay, so I just hit people up in the DMs, they gonna mess with me, cool. So I know it's a lot difficult than that, right? It comes down to strategy. It comes down to timing. Like, did you have a set strategy in place where it's like, okay, I'm going to message them at this time, I'm going to do this? Or was it just like free fall? Like, yo, I'm going to just hit them up whenever, hit or miss. I'm just playing the numbers.
Well, I tried to do it in the morning, because everyone that messages them at night will get like to the bottom of their inbox. So I try to do as many as I can in the morning. And I try to max out my messenger quotient every day if possible.
Gotcha. So you primarily basically using Instagram. That's what it sounds like. It's all DMs. That's mainly.
Yeah, you know, okay. We got 2 Chainz, YBN, Namir, Young MA over email. But then all of the other influencers were just over DM.
That's big. So hopefully those tuning in, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, to be honest, that's how I got you on to the show. through DM, right? Which is funny, right? Because I'm just like, I'm living it out. I'm telling the truth. And it's like I said, it's refreshing to hear that you're doing the same thing, but in a different field. So you can see, guys, that it's very powerful that social media is the gateway to a lot of things if you know how to capitalize on it. And I think, to be honest, I sent you a DM probably like 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm not sure. I got to double check. But I know it was something like, yo, I appreciate what you're doing. I love the brand. I just did an interview with such and such. I think it was Brandon Hampton that I had on the show.
Yeah.
And you had responded back. It was just like, yeah, we'd love to come on. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Brandon's a friend of mine. And when you have leverage like that, like we were talking about earlier, you're going to be able to get a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. So you definitely got to play off. Once you get one person, it becomes a lot easier, right, to go ahead and leverage off of that. You know, 2 Chainz, I work with Mark Cuban. And after you say pretty much those two names, people are like, yep, we're going to mess with you. So it's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly. And now for you that you have Brandon, you can leverage that and you can pretty much get a lot of people. So
exactly.
You're about to take off.
Yeah. We're taking off, man. We're leveling up.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So now when it came to building your brand within the industry, was there any, you know, critical challenges that you faced and how did you manage to like overcome them, especially, you know, starting off within the clothing industry?
Yeah. So I actually ran into copyright issues very early on. So thankfully it was early. It was for a Chance the Rapper jersey we made and he basically sent us a cease and desist. And from there I learned about the whole legal side of business, how you can't use artwork that isn't yours. And from there on, we started partnering with the rappers directly and just working it out together. So I'm glad I learned that lesson early on.
That's deep. Now, were there any other critical, you know, points that, you know, was like, oh man, it's a setback, and how did you bounce back? Or was that the main one where it felt like, okay, this is the turning point, I learned from it and I got to move on and grow?
Yeah, Black Friday 2016 was a mess because shipping times from our factory are around 1 to 2 weeks, and people were ordering so many jerseys around then. So we ended up getting back ordered because it was our first holiday season. So we didn't know that orders like went up significantly in Q4. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't get their shit for like Christmas and Hanukkah and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So our PayPal ended up getting frozen. And then I had two people that were helping me out with the business at the time.
Yeah.
I had them connect their PayPals. Theirs got frozen. So they ended up running off with 10K each. And then I lost 20K there, and then my PayPal got frozen for like half a year with 100K in it. We almost went out of business because we didn't have the cash flow.
Yeah, definitely. So were you able to recover any of that, you know, on a scale, or was it just all still frozen, it's lost? Or
So the 100K I got back, but the people that had the 10K each ran off with the money, so I never got that.
You gotta chalk that to the game, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Good
That's
lesson, crazy. Though, not to trust people.
You're right. It's certain people, for sure, like, especially, you know, when it comes to that. So yeah. I know that kind of made you wary, because I know, like, you probably got a big team now, right? How big is your team?
Yeah. 19 employees now.
Dope. And now did it start to grow like over a certain period of time? It start to like pick up?
Yeah. Every year we've been hiring more than the year before. So hopefully we could keep that momentum up.
Gotcha. And now how are your thoughts on when it comes to scaling your business right now? Cause right now you're the hottest guy when it comes to jersey making, especially within the industry. And I think it's one other business, Fanatics or something like that. That I was hearing about, but I feel like yours is definitely standing out more just because it got that big influence.
Well, Fanatics is worth $5 billion, but they're sort of doing like sports jerseys, and we're kind of doing our own lane with like unique hip hop and like movie jerseys.
Yeah.
So they're like not direct competition, but they're definitely competition.
Yeah.
And we're just doing our own thing, and maybe one day they'll acquire us.
I know I don't have you long because you got to get back to selling dope ass jerseys and getting shit going on, but like, what would be some, you know, advice or actionable steps for, you know, a young kid that maybe, you know, was in your situation in college, you know, thinking about taking a left and doing their own thing, or someone who's actually trying to dive into the clothing line as far as the industry? Like, what advice would you give them to start off?
Yeah. So if you're in high school or college, you're so young, like you got a lot of time. So just start it on the side. And I would just learn how to grow Instagram pages, study YouTube videos and courses, and then use that, because Instagram's going to be the biggest asset for any clothing company, in my opinion.
And why would you say that necessarily? Just because of the layout, the functionalities of it, or?
Yeah, it's just the perfect like application to showcase your products, because no one really goes to Facebook to look at clothing or any other apps like Snapchat. I think Instagram's wonderful, and it's definitely how we got to where we are today.
Got you. That's dope. So definitely, guys, take heed to that, especially if you're looking to grow a brand. You know, it's all about influencer marketing. And I'm going to sum it up here basically really quick. Just to really stay consistent and dive into what you really love. And on top of that, reach out to people. Like I said in my last episode, like, you know, a lot of the questions that we have, the answers lies within them, right? So people say, you know, how do I grow my brand? How would I get guests on the show? How do I, you know, have celebrities drop my clothing? And it breaks it down to where you say, okay, if I want, you know, 2 Chainz to wear my clothing, you know, I got to reach out. I got to contact 2 Chainz. Like, I got to contact his management, right? People tend to overthink it. And that's what I really want to, you know, get out of this entire episode here. Seeing the power of social media, like seeing it up front, like not only am I able to do it, but I'm actually able to bring other people on who have done it as well, especially at a young age, man, because you got like, what, 4 years on me? I'm 25. So,
you're still young though.
Yeah, we definitely around the same boat, but just to see like the impact on different sides of the field, you know, different industries. So it's definitely beneficial, guys, and take heed to that. But I do want to ask you just one last question or two here just to end things off. But, you know, what would be the top maybe 2 or 3 things people need to know to help set them apart from the competition that you would get?
Yeah. So branding is extremely important. Something we took serious at Jersey Champs. And basically you need to create a winning product with an already winning product with a slight twist on it. So with Jersey Champs, we knew jerseys sold and then we put a slight twist on it because you can't be selling the same thing as everyone else or else it'll be harder to brand your company. Mm-hmm. So I take an already selling product and then add something unique to it and then start your brand based off that.
So basically, you know, leveraging what you have in a sense to gain more income or profitability and flipping it and reinvesting it. Gotcha. And so are you big in e-commerce? Because now that got me thinking.
So that's probably most of our sales, I'd say 80%, and then the celebrity partnerships is 20%.
Okay, cool. So e-commerce, I know, is a big thing going on right now, guys. I'm pretty sure a lot of you heard about it or some of you are in it, but I feel like that's very valuable and actually bringing a lot more to the forefront of how to actually grow a business and scale it. So I definitely say look into that. I'm pretty sure Kelly has the works, man. He got the blueprint when it comes to that stuff. So you guys want to reach out to him, you definitely can. I can put all this information down below, but Kelly, man, like I said, I don't want to hold you. I know you got stuff to do. This is like a brief call and I know you had time, but I really do want to say thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate the insight and value that you brought. And to kick things off, where do you see yourself, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh man, that's crazy to think about because every year for me has been getting better. And honestly, I don't want to sound cocky, but I don't think I'm in my prime yet. Because when you're an entrepreneur, like, you peak so late in your career. I'm just excited. As long as I'm in a better place and I'm still able to take care of my friends and family, I'll be happy.
Gotcha. That's a lot, man. That's what it's all about, to be honest. Like, everyone's, you know, motives and passions are different. But, I mean, I can definitely tell, man, you got your head on right, dude. You're going to do a lot of great shit. And I can't wait to see it all.
Yeah, you too, man. This podcast is going to blow up. I can sense it in you. And you're going to kill it, DeAndre.
My guy. Now, I'm going to be rocking a Jersey Champ official Level Up hoodie and jersey out here. I have it all set, man. So
hell yeah.
Definitely knock it out. But again, man, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And let everybody know, you know, where they can contact you. Social media handles, emails.
Yeah, so just Sean Kelly on Facebook or Sean Mike Kelly on Instagram, and I'll definitely check all those.
Again, much love, brother. Thanks for coming on, and until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.
Thank you, bud.
And that's the show. What you think all right. about it, brother?
Sweet. That was awesome.
Good vibes?
Yeah. My bad. I'm like sick today, so I sound off, but.
No, you're good, man. You're good. We can definitely, you know, knock some stuff out. But first question, what's one thing people don't know about you?
I'm really tall. I'm 6'5", and I'm definitely an introvert. I don't drink or smoke at all.
Damn, I didn't know you were 6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun fact for real, because I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, yeah, he's a solid 6 foot. Like, that's crazy. Now, who were you the most excited to create a jersey for and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd say Mark Cuban, just because Shark Tank really inspired me, just like many other entrepreneurs. So seeing that was just amazing.
Yeah, I know, right? Mark Cuban holding it up. I saw it too, the image, man. I was like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah, it was sick.
Now, I know you mentioned, like, you know, hip-hop influenced you, sports influenced you. Like, did you play any sports growing up? If so, like, what sports do you play?
Yeah, my whole life, basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis. I just love sports.
Damn, so you did it all.
Yeah.
I got you. Did you ever see yourself, like, being an athlete in the beginning?
Not professionally, but just, you know, for fun.
Got you. That's love right there. Now, last question. Who would you love to create a jersey for?
I'd say LeBron James.
Hey, that's dope.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be real sick. Him and Obama.
Yeah.
That'd be dope, man.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the episode really quick here. Hopefully you all enjoyed the episode with Sean and I as he, you know, gave his full life spiel on how he got started within the brand of creating Jersey Champs, how he grew it, what he lost, how he bounced back, and how he was able to attract A-list celebrities from around the world to rock his clothing. So with that being said, hopefully it was very valuable. You was able to take something from it, especially those looking to get within the clothing industry. Pay attention. That was what was said, because it's very, very vital as I'm using similar principles and growing my brand as well. So that goes for anyone, you know, tuning in. You can take that principle and apply it to your life and your career, no matter what industry you're in. So take heed to that. Apply it. Let us know what you thought. Let us know if it worked. If it works for you, perfect. Screenshot it. Send it to us via DM or email. I'll put the information down below. We want to hear, you know, the testimonials of other people doing this as well, because it's possible, guys. Influencer marketing is a real thing. And that's one of the main things that I did that actually grew and exploded my brand in a way to actually attract people like Sean Kelly, you know, David Meltzer, Brandon Hampton, John Lee Dumas. Like, all these great people are coming in because of this simple method. Again, this simple method, if you apply it, it's like, don't let it go over your head. Don't overthink it. Just simply reach out to people. Bring value first instead of looking for something in return within the same message. And watch what happens, guys. So with that being said, I'm gonna leave it right here. I got a lot of great things coming up here in 2019, and I can't wait to share it with you all. So until next time, much love, peace, and blessings.